listener production.
Hello, Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. Despite suffering critical injuries, a three-year-old boy is expected to come out of an induced coma this weekend. He was hit by a car while sitting on a Virgin Rangeway on Tuesday night and has been undergoing surgery in Perth. A man in his 40s is assisting police with inquiries. No charges have been laid. The state opposition is calling for support services in the Gascoyne to be widened if a blanket booze ban goes ahead. It's pushing for long-term strategies while also backing a crackdown to act as a circuit breaker on alcohol-fuelled violence. The Shadow Racing and Gaming Minister says expanding services are vital in the region. Geraldton shop owners are cracking down on thefts. A banning notice program has been introduced, which can see owners ban people for up to 2 years. Those who then go against the ban can be prosecuted for trespassing. One of the WA Rural Women's finalists hails from Dongara. Joy Sherlock received a runner-up award for using unique tools to help farmers understand soil balance and its impact on crops. Southwest businesswoman Michelle Moirati taking out the top gong. Also making news, the working group considering the referendum question for the Indigenous voice to Parliament is close to finishing its work. Their advice will eventually be considered by the federal government before a final call on the question is made, with Aussies expected to then vote in the referendum in October or November. Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney says all work is going well.
We'll finalise the question and the amendments for the Australian Constitution, and you will all know those words in a very short period of time.
The stage is set for the grand final in the Geraldton men's cricket tomorrow morning. All eyes will be on GBSC Sports Park when the Towns take on Bluff Point. The Towns will be going in with the upper hand, smashing Bluff Point when they met last back in round 11. The action kicks off at 11 o'clock.